USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Rush can have 2 hours, 3 hours. There's nobody like him. There never has been anybody like him. I was speaking to Sean Hannity backstage. Do we love Sean, by the way?
President Trump wraps up weeks and weeks of campaigning for Republicans in Cape Girardeau, Missouri, hometown of conservative talk show host Rush Limbaugh.
Somebody said that the president and all of us have been labeled by some Democrats in the media divisive. Divisive? The Democrats haven't even accepted they lost the election in 2016.
Also at the Make America Great event, Fox News host Sean Hannity and Judge Jeanine Pirro.
If you like the America that he is making now, you've got to make sure you get out there.
You're listening to USA Radio.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Rush can have 2 hours, 3 hours. There's nobody like him. There never has been anybody like him. I was speaking to Sean Hannity backstage. Do we love Sean, by the way?
President Trump wraps up weeks and weeks of campaigning for Republicans in Cape Girardeau, Missouri, hometown of conservative talk show host Rush Limbaugh.
Somebody said that the president and all of us have been labeled by some Democrats in the media divisive. Divisive? The Democrats haven't even accepted they lost the election in 2016.
Also at the Make America Great event, Fox News host Sean Hannity and Judge Jeanine Pirro.
If you like the America that he is making now, you've got to make sure you get out there.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
An actor on SNL Saturday Night Live taking major heat over comments he makes about a Republican congressional candidate in Texas who's a disabled vet who lost an eye. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
Pete Davidson, a cast member on NBC's Saturday Night Live, is under fire for mocking the appearance of Dan Crenshaw. Crenshaw is a Republican who's running for Congress in Texas, and he lost his eye in Afghanistan. Crenshaw joined Fox and was asked his reaction to SNL making fun of him.
Well, you know, they probably should apologize, but that doesn't mean I'm going to demand an apology. I don't want to demand an apology that is hollow and empty. I do think that in today's culture, in today's politics, we tend to throw rocks at each other back and forth, demanding apologies for every upset that is done to us. Now, they certainly crossed the line, but their apology won't mean anything to me. I think what they should do is maybe pool their money together and donate to some veterans charities out there that could really use some help.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The Fed will be meeting later this week. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details now from Washington, D.C.
With the economy strong, wages rising, and joblessness at a near five-decade low, the Federal Reserve remains on track to keep raising interest rates, though it's not expected to do so this week. After the Fed's latest policy meeting, it's expected to signal a very healthy outlook for the economy, but will hold off on any further credit tightening, according to most analysts. The Fed has raised rates three times this year.